It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsor, of course, SeatSitters.com. If you're planning to travel, especially coming up in the next, you know, month or so when everybody's really worried about getting sick, you definitely want to go to SeatSitters.com or the travel section of BedBathAndBeyond.com and order your SeatSitters kit. I just sent one to my daughter because she's got a lot of travel for work coming up. And it's a seat cover for your airplane seat because you don't know who was sitting there before you and what they left behind.
Right.
So it takes like 5 seconds. You slide it over your seat. There's a wipe to clean off your tray table. There's a mask if you need one, which you can't find a mask these days. So you get one with your seat sitters kit. And there's even a no nut sticker if you're allergic to nuts or if you just don't want anybody handing you anything. No nuts, no nothing, no thank you. But, you know, with all the worry about transmitting illnesses and germs and all that stuff that's going on, there is a way to stay healthier. And SeatSitters.com is one of the ways to do that. So check them out again, SeatSitters.com or the travel section of BedBathAndBeyond.com. And that, of course, has to do with our topic today. You know, don't panic. Not everyone is sick.
Right. Or if you get the coronavirus, it doesn't mean you're going to die, which
exactly.
I think is like what a lot of people, I mean, I kind of thought it was that at the beginning, like, oh my gosh, you know,
it did seem like
yeah.
SARS or the avian flu,
yep.
Which was, I feel fortunate that the last week when it got really, really bad, I happened to be in Hawaii. We were on a family vacation. And I also have a cousin who lives there who is a nurse. In fact, she's the hospital on Maui. She is the nurse in charge of the operating room.
Oh, okay.
Operating room, all of the operating room stuff. She's very important anyway. I don't know her title exactly. So the whole time, because we were kind of not paying attention because we were on vacation. So we were at the beach and, you know, and I don't pay attention to the news when I'm on vacation.
Right.
I really don't. And so then, but of course, things would seep in. And so I would ask her, I'm like, hey, what happened at work today?
Yeah, like, exactly.
And so she was telling me, it was a relief to me because I had a medical professional right there to talk to before I had to fly home. But I could understand people getting frightened because of all the information, good and bad, right and wrong, that's flying around.
Well, I think it kind of comes down to, are you a person that worries and panics about things you cannot control? Right?
Ooh, good way to put it.
Because, and I have learned, like, I am not, which a lot of people that know me would probably think I'm not that way because, like, I can, be dramatic about things or exaggerate for the purposes of, like, a story, if you will. Yes. But when it comes to stuff like this, I can't control this, right?
Right.
So I thought this was really shocking. A few weeks ago, my husband was, who is not normally like this, was saying, I really think that we should go and kind of stack up on some non-perishable food, you know, in case this thing gets out of hand. And at first I thought he was joking. And he so much thought that I was being so calm that I was joking. And I was like, no, I don't understand. It's not even, knock on wood. And I'm not saying it is very serious, but there's no cases around us yet. We don't really know the extent of it, right? So last week I go to Costco because really I had already been to Costco on that weekend. But on Tuesday I realized I ran out of Tide and was running out of toilet paper, which I am so on top of this thing. I can't, I always like have to have all my stuff, like, you know,
there. You're very organized.
Yes. Thank you. Like in that regard, I am. So I was like, how did this happen? So I go to Costco, normal Tuesday. I'm just there for Thai, maybe some spaghetti sauce. I don't know what I'm doing. And I say to the guy, oh, excuse me, where's the toilet paper? And he looks like I have three heads at me. He goes, we're out. And I go, what?
I know. I heard about that.
And he goes, we're out. And I go, you're out of all toilet paper? And he's like, yeah. And he like looks at me like, have you been living under a rock? So now suddenly panic starts to set in on me. Like, I need toilet paper, like more than ever now. So I run back to the area where the toilet paper normally is, and there's those Cottonelle wipes or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
I grab a case of those. I don't know, everyone, because they're low, too, because they're like on this crate thing where there's only like seven boxes left. I'm like, well, get me one of those. So then I get to the cash register, and the gentleman who's the cashier, I hear him talking to this couple saying, oh, yeah, about an hour or 2 hours every day after we open up, we're totally out. And I'm thinking, wait, what? So I was going to ask him, were all the Costco's out or was something going on? So when I stepped up there, I said, maybe I'm crazy, but are all the Costco's out of toilet paper or is there something going on? He goes, all the Costco's are out. And he goes, and everywhere's out. Kroger, and he starts naming off all these places. And I said, is there anything else I should be buying that I'm not? And he said, yeah, bottled water, bleach, gloves, sanitizing wipes. This is what everyone's coming in and buying every day. I said, I swear I wasn't even thinking like this. And as I'm leaving, and he yells to me, you might want to try Menards. They might have it. I'm like, Menards? What? Like, I've never even been to a Menards. I'm going there. So I, of course, panicked, even though, keep in mind, I still had some toilet paper at home. But now I'm in this mode that it's all gone and we're going to be like, you know, seeing it for sale for $12 a roll at the gas station. Mm-hmm. So I just like went to Kroger. I did find some and felt a little bit better. But I mean, I'm not a person that, so I don't know why, like, everyone's, and I didn't understand why they were hoarding all this stuff either.
Yeah, so it was funny being on vacation while all of this was
going on. You were
just, like, oblivious. Well, no, we were hearing about it.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem, especially, I'm sorry, when you're on Maui, like, nothing seems real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You're just like, what?
We were at the beach most of the time. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was very nice, but nothing seemed real.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing these things about people buying up all the toilet paper and, you know, and hand sanitizer going for $50 a bottle.
Yes.
And people stealing medical supplies.
What?
Oh,
I did not hear that.
Oh, yeah. People are, hospitals and emergency walk-in clinics have started to lock up their medical supplies because patients going in there have been stealing them.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's
How
would you even know what to steal? What's the?
They're stealing masks. They're stealing the alcohol wipes. They're stealing gloves. All the things people are trying to buy up right now.
Well, this is how my brain works, is because, again, I wasn't really paying attention. I thought that people were stealing toilet paper because I'm like, does the coronavirus cause diarrhea? I didn't understand. I thought it was a respiratory thing. So then finally someone says to me, no, I think they're doing it because in case we get that quarantine thing where they tell everyone don't leave your house.
Yes.
So I go, oh, but I wasn't the only person who thought that. Other people are like, wait, is it a stomach thing?
I know. I didn't get that at first either.
I said, oh, okay, I get it. If you're in there, you don't want to run out of like the certain things you don't, but why not canned tuna? Why aren't they running out of? And so I went back to Costco this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like I have a Costco problem. That might be another episode. I mean, that's three times in 7 days. Because I was having like a bunch of people for spaghetti dinner last night. They were out of spaghetti. So even the lady that worked there, I asked her.
Well, people are stocking up on spaghetti?
Yes. So the first woman I asked, she's
like, oh, goodness.
No, it's three aisles over, blah, blah, blah. And we went up and down 10 times, couldn't find it. So I get another lady, and I said, I can't find spaghetti. She's like, well, we can't be out of spaghetti. I go, I know. That's what I was thinking. Maybe I'm missing something. She walks up and down the aisles with me. She's like, I can't believe this. So I go and find a guy who works at those computers at the front of Costco, you know?
Yeah.
I said, can you look before we leave if you are actually out of spaghetti? He pulls it up. He goes, yep, no spaghetti in the warehouse. And I go, is this crazy or what? He goes, no. Anything, is it non-perishable?
Non-perishable, yeah.
Is, we can't keep it on the shelves. I was like, what? What are the chances that I'm having, people over for spaghetti night? You guys are out of spaghetti. He's like, it's just because every time we get shipments in, they're being bought. And he goes, it's currently at the depot right now, so we should have it in 2 days. I go, unfortunately, everyone's coming tonight. He's like, I'm so sorry. But I'm like, what? Spaghetti too?
That's crazy.
What are you going to, wait, let's hope, pray things are going to turn around and we won't need. But some people, they had, you know, the gigantic bags of rice?
Yeah.
Limit 5 per person. They're limiting. You can only buy 2 cases of water. All the cost Kirkland brand water was gone with a limit of 2 per membership. So it's like, what? It's like that Y2K. I mean, I had how long did you have your tub full of water for forever?
we got home Saturday morning, and of course, we'd been gone for a week, so I had to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I go to the grocery store expecting to see depleted shelves.
Sure.
Because I'd read all the stories, you know, and seen all the people flying with masks on. And
was there a big majority?
No, but there was more than usual.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this. They were the most annoying people.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. They were just annoying.
The people with the masks were more annoying?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were so high maintenance.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. They're the ones who are like constantly up and down getting stuff out of their bags.
Right.
And it's like, you're the ones who are touching everything.
Right.
Nobody else is.
Right.
You are the problem.
Yes.
You should give someone else the mask because you are the problem.
Were they wearing gloves?
Some people were. I saw my second flight. There were people with like coats and mittens and masks. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were kind of younger people, too. So I was like, you know, I'm sorry if you get it. It's going to be again. Well, I don't know. They could have. I guess I shouldn't say
right.
that. They could have an issue going on that I'm not aware of. I shouldn't be too judgy. But I don't know. I just found the people who looked like they were taking the most precautions were the most annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the grocery store expecting to see depleted shelves. And all the hand sanitizer, of course, was gone. I didn't even look at toilet paper because I knew we had a lot. But there was a huge thing of bottled water in the middle of the store, like a huge crate of it. Of cases of bottled water. And I'm like, maybe I should get some.
Right.
And I'm like, I have a water purifier.
Or like that's like, I got or we have water coming out of our faucets that I've always lived on my whole life, too.
I mean. Know. And so I'm like, I had to tell myself, don't get caught up in the panic.
Right.
Which is basically the theme of our show. We just took a very long time to get there.
But I have to tell you. I'm not kidding. When the guy said we're out of toilet paper and looked at me, I did feel a weird sense of like the store was spinning and I was sweating. Like, am I the only one that did not know?
I think you've mentioned Costco enough times to have them sponsor and they
good.
Can just pay you guys in toilet paper.
Right. Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah, toilet paper and disinfectant wipes, you know, just save us some off the pallet.
I'll take it.
Well, and we'll plug you.
So there you go.
I started looking for, I checked out the CDC website.
Okay.
I checked out the World Health Organization website. I talked to my cousin before I left Maui and she had told me that the head of the Hawaii Health Department had been in her hospital that day speaking to everybody. And I'm like, oh, what did he have to say? I'm very curious. And she said he just talked about what to do because they did have somebody go into their hospital that day who thought they might have COVID-19, the actual name of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they tested negative, thankfully. So they have not had, at least when by the time I left, she had not had any cases at mm-hmm. her hospital. So she said the guy from the health department spoke and then was taking questions. And somebody asked him, what is the number one thing you would tell your family and friends? And he said, if you are traveling anywhere, be prepared to be stranded there.
Yes.
Which I thought, that's really good advice.
Yes.
Because like at home, you can control that.
Right.
And you are in your own home. You're generally safe. Like, yes, they say I've seen some sites that are saying, you know, stock up on stuff. Because if you do get it, you do need to be quarantined for 14 days.
Yes.
So make sure you have enough medications, you know,
right.
like if you have a prescription.
Sure.
And stuff like that. But it's not the all out, you know, 3 months in your house, never see another living human being again, fear that seems to be going around the internet.
Well, I can't even, like, we were talking yesterday, these people that are being quarantined for 21 days or 14 on the ships or in the military bases and stuff. It's like, I said, how... This seems so unbelievable because you just said the advice was be prepared, right? Because I said, what about people who have someone watching their kids because they were on a, you know, a trip with their husband? Or, you know, like for us, when we go out of town, we have someone that is watching our dogs. Well, what if they're like, I have somewhere I'm going myself for a week? You know, it's like, well, how do I suddenly put all this together? And obviously your jobs, you hope to God understand.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, we work in a field, you know, I we've been in, like, yeah. people, but there's other companies that might say, sorry, we cannot not have you here for 21 days. I mean, I don't know what's going on with people's jobs. And
well, and that's one of the stories I recently read, and I'm trying to think of where it was. It was maybe it was the CPAC convention.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And somebody there was infected. I don't know if it was there, but it was, it turned out, although they're not, no, because they're not saying who it was there. There was some place that had a lot of people, and somebody who was infected was there working because he's a minimum wage employee. And if he doesn't go to work, he doesn't get paid.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
That's the other thing. Like I was talking, like, what do you do? You don't have any
Some people
income.
Don't have a choice.
Right.
Like, you know, and he's like, oh, I'll just be careful, you know, as careful as I can be.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people are thinking that.
Yeah.
But you know, you feel bad for the people they infect, but you also feel bad for them. They're having to make a decision as well.
So I have a friend who, I don't even know if I should cancel my trip to Florida. And I said, well, you got to live your life.
Yeah.
If you cancel your trip to Florida, chances are tomorrow they're going to announce that there is a person with it in Michigan.
Yeah.
Right next door to you. I mean, what are you going to do then? You just got to live your life. And that's why I was talking about, like, I'm not a person that panics about things I cannot control. If I come into contact with someone that has it, I mean, how can I control that? Unless, like you said, you stay in your house for 3 months and see no human beings.
Yeah. So this happened while we were in Maui. And this was my first indication. Because, again, I was getting ready for vacation. So I was aware of it, of course.
Sure.
And I wasn't aware of how bad it was because we were getting ready and then we were on a plane forever. And then we were in Maui. But my best friend from high school lives in Memphis, has a daughter in college. Her daughter was doing a semester in Italy, mm-hmm. and she's messaging our group saying, oh, my daughter's been quarantined. She's miserable. They won't let them go anywhere. They can't do anything. I don't even think they were having classes. And then finally she's like, oh, thank goodness they're sending them home. Well, while her daughter was in the air on a plane, that is when the government said no planes are coming in from Italy. So
did this just happen like 3 days ago?
This happened like a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So while her daughter's in the air trying to get home, our government banned flights from Italy landing in the country.
So where did they go?
I don't know how it worked out because, again, I was, you know, gone
yes,
in a
yeah.
different time
oh, yeah.
zone. All I know is the girl did get home safely and is back
oh,
home.
Oh, good.
The nick of time.
Yeah.
I think maybe somebody realized they were overreacting and that you can just test people. And these kids had been under quarantine. But I'm like, That was the first
yeah.
indication. That's when I started paying attention, even though we were on vacation. Because I'm like, okay, that's a little crazy.
Well, my son is studying in Australia right now. And he got an email last week saying they're going to be deciding in the next few days if they're pulling everyone back. But if you read, Australia is one of the, if you're traveling anywhere, it says it's one of the safest places
really?
To go. Yeah. But they are literally out of toilet paper. Like, you can't get it anywhere.
Wow.
And I had gone before this happened, like, before all this stuff started happening, 5 days earlier to the UPS store
uh-huh.
to see how much it would cost to send him. I was going to send him something. It cost, I mean, it weighed less than 5 pounds, the
yeah.
thing I was going to send. Probably not even 3 pounds. Guess how much it cost?
To send something to Australia? It would have to be ridiculous.
The item I was going to send that he was missing cost less than $5.
Yeah.
It was going to cost me $196 to get it to Australia.
It. Wow.
So I was like, no. So then I was like, well, I can't send them any toilet paper or
no,
anything because
that'll cost like $1,000.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, so they're going to well, be telling them this week if they're.
Well, Princeton has canceled classes. Princeton is telling students not to come back after spring break. They're going to.
What?
They're telling students. I saw a message from the president of
because
Princeton.
They can't control where everyone went on spring break.
Exactly.
They were all over.
So they're saying classes will be virtual. You're not going to miss any of your education, but we are encouraging everyone to stay home. And if students do come back to campus, they are limiting like group activities.
I mean, do you think that's like, I mean,
well,
I remember being nervous when the SARS was out.
Yes.
But I don't remember all of this stuff happening, closing down things. And
well, I think it's because, at least from what I understand, it's because it's infecting people faster than they expected.
Okay.
And they don't have a vaccine for it. There's no way to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to stop it is to cut down the number of people who are exposed and expose it to other people.
Hmm.
That's the only way to stop it right now because there is no vaccine.
Right.
So I wonder about a college campus, though, because, well, I mean, again, there probably are students there who have health issues. I would think maybe just encourage them to stay at home. I don't know, because, again, it's one of those things that's mostly seriously affecting the elderly,
right,
the very young, and people
who
with,
already have a compromised respiratory
exactly,
health issue.
Or yeah. an autoimmune disorder yeah. or whatever. So I was surprised by that. He said in his message, like, we're trying to get ahead of this. We would rather take precautionary steps than reactionary steps.
I know a large company in our area that was doing a practice run last week where they had every employee take their stuff home and practice for a day to see if the company could run, what the logistics were and everything, with no one
really?
Coming in. Yes. So I guess just to be prepared, if all of a sudden, if a few cases do, you know, come up and you have a large company,
wow.
you might just say,
yeah,
every night, take your stuff home.
Yep.
If worst comes worst, we're going to be working. So I guess that is better to be prepared since we don't.
It is.
Yeah.
I think so, too. And again, I think that's, if there's any, like, we're telling you the stories we know right now, but be prepared. If
yeah.
you absolutely must have hand sanitizer and you can't find it, you can make your own.
Oh, okay.
You can. It's actually very easy. It's 2/3 cup rubbing alcohol to 1/3 cup aloe vera.
Oh, look at that.
Very easy to make your own. I'm not. I've never been a hand sanitizer person.
Me either.
I would rather wash my hands.
Me too.
I don't like how it smells or makes my hands feel. I feel very fortunate right now because
yeah.
I'm not missing anything.
Right.
But
I would say just be calm, wash your hands a lot, because that's what they're saying the main thing is.
Yes.
Don't touch your face.
Touching your face and doorknobs are terrible. So that's what I like hand sanitizer for, is when you have to go to a public space and touch a lot
yes.
of door
and they
handles.
Say it is better than, if you can't wash your hands right away, it is better than, you know, not using anything. However, hand sanitizer, washing your hands kills the germs. Hand sanitizer, all it does is neutralize them. So it doesn't kill them. They're still there. They're just neutralized.
Okay.
And another thing, real quick, I know we're running out of time here, but at times like this, when people get scared, this is when scam artists come out.
Yes.
And so don't fall for any scams. Don't click on any links in unsolicited emails, texts, or IMs.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like it's coming from your doctor. Like, call, if you get something that looks like it's coming from your doctor, call your doctor's office and say, did you send me this link? Should I click on this?
Yes.
Because, you know, one thing and then your finances are compromised as
exactly.
well as your health. Because
yep.
cyber criminals take advantage of times of fear and panic. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Right.
So, you know, not only be safe health-wise, but just don't panic. Be smart all the way around.
And don't punish yourself. If you like Corona, drink it.
Exactly.
If you enjoy sushi, eat it.
And don't make hand sanitizer with vodka.
No.
Drink it.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.